Congress originally passed the Secure Rural Schools Act in 2000. Using money from the Treasury, it increased and stabilized the forest receipt payments that had once depended on federal revenue from timber sales and other economic activity on national forest lands. That revenue declined substantially with the decline in the timber industry. The Senate's proposed 5-year extension for secure schools also includes funding for payment in lieu of taxes through 2017. PILT is a separate program that compensates local governments for the fact that they can't tax federal property within their boundaries. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski is co-sponsoring the measure along with several other senators, both Democrats and Republicans.
We recognize that there is an obligation that is out there. So while we're wrestling with budgets and how we find ways to pay for the obligations, I think the recognition here on a bipartisan basis is this is an obligation of the federal government. Let's figure out how we're going to meet that obligation.
Reauthorizing secure rural schools could be a tough sell to other lawmakers who say they want to slash spending, especially those lawmakers whose states don't benefit from the program. According to Murkowski, that's part of the reason sponsors included PILT in the mix.
Certain parts of the country just don't understand the rationale behind the secure rural schools funding because they don't have timber-dependent areas, areas that are held in U.S. Forest Service status. They can't relate to that. Well, they can relate to PILT monies because they have military reservations in their state. They have areas that are under federal ownership.
The measure is positive news to school officials in Alaska who've been bracing for the complete loss of secure rural schools funding next year. Rob Thomason is school superintendent for Petersburg, which has received well over $1 million a year from the program.
I just think it's a great move forward for the stability of the program that a lot of our school districts in Southeast have, Wrangell and Cake and all of us that receive those funds. It's important.
The Senate bill would ratchet down funding 5% a year, and it would start at a lower level of annual funding than advocates had hoped. For instance, according to Senate estimates, Alaska's payments in 2012 would total roughly $18 million. That's nearly $7 million less than the peak payment year for secure rural schools in 2009. Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison says it's basically a compromise, and it's better than nothing.
So far, it looks like what they're talking about is that if this goes forward, there would be very little likelihood that there would be anything after that 5 years. So it's kind of the end of an era, so to speak. I guess what troubles us a little bit about it is whether or not we can really see some movement in terms of management on the national forests that would produce revenue that would come to communities.
Garrison is on the board of the National Forest and County Schools Coalition, which has voiced support for restoring the link to revenues from logging and other economic activity. The House Natural Resources Committee has been considering a proposal that would do that. As proposed in draft language last month, the House measure would require the Secretary of Agriculture generate a predetermined amount of revenue for secure rural schools each year through timber sales, mining, hydropower, recreation, and other projects. Language in the House measure would also supersede existing environmental laws, and environmental advocates have criticized it as impractical and unsustainable. The Senate's Treasury-funded measure, meanwhile, has not yet been scheduled for a hearing. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.